we live in a time, Wendy, where all we want is some good news. That's all we want is a little bit of good news. Mark Remillard is joining us right now from ABC News, where he is an ABC News correspondent.
It's He's working now, Ellis.
Mark brought his own music, which we always appreciate. Mark, please, some good news is needed. What do you have for us?
Well, there's a study out that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association's pediatric publication that shows that as they looked over data from 1999 to 2015, they found a correlation between same-sex marriage laws being passed and approved and legalized with a reduction in the number of suicide attempts across the board for high school students, but especially amongst high school students who identify in those sexual minorities of gay, lesbian, bisexuals.
That is some really encouraging news. Now, I know suicide is the second leading cause of death for all U.S. teens. Let that sit there for a minute, because think about it. Teens, these are teenagers.
Sure.
They have enough adjustment, and now it seems the tables are turning.
Yeah, absolutely. It is the second leading cause of death amongst adolescents, that age group being 15 to 24 is what that statistics references. But data, this is self-reported data that they're using. It's called the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance System. But that data shows that more than 29% of LGBT high school students reported attempting suicide within the past 12 months. Compare that to just 6% of heterosexual students. So you can see that the rate amongst LGBT students is far higher, and what they found was, again, this is a correlation, it's not a causation. There isn't a direct link between these two, but what they did find was that as they looked at states that, but this is before the SCOTUS decision that legalized it across the country, but they looked at 32 states where there was legislation to legalize gay marriage versus 15 states that did not have that, and they found about a 7% reduction in high school students attempting suicide in the states where they had enacted same-sex marriage laws. And so you can see that reduction there, and this is over a vast amount of time, hundreds of thousands of students that they've looked at.
So, Mark, I guess the assumption we could make, I imagine, is that acceptance plays a huge role in this. The mere fact that society is accepting what you have going on and is saying okay to it, that makes your life hopefully a little bit easier, correct?
Right. What they theorize here is that there's a number of mechanisms that might be playing into this, but they definitely highlighted stigma being a part of this. They know and studies have shown that stigma, especially based on sexual orientation, is associated with mental distress, anxiety, depression, and a greater rate of suicide attempts and suicides in general, and that policies that prevent same-sex marriage, and at least in the report, they say constitute a form of structural stigma, which may make it harder for them to have the same legal, financial, health, or other benefits that that heterosexual couples would get through marriage. And so legalizing those things is accompanied also by greater media attention and visibility for sex minorities, LGBT, the LGBT community in general, which can mean more support, more acceptance, both in your family, in your peer circles, these kinds of things. But it's not, as I said, this is a correlation, not a causation, though, because what they also found was that legalization of this and the attention that can be on that could increase the risk for some members of the LGBT community if they are in hostile environments and increase the stigma or at least the visibility that they have. And they did find that 1 in 5 adolescents who identified as a sex minority reported attempting suicide after same-sex laws were enacted. So this is obviously not the end-all, be-all, but there are it's a growing body of work that is showing that that there may be some association here. And what these researchers want is that policymakers keep that in mind as they, both in this country and in other countries, as these laws continue to either expand in this country or be enacted in other countries.
I noticed, excuse me, I have a senior in high school, Michael, who will be attending college in the fall, and they have a common application where you can fill out one application for a bunch of different schools. And I noticed as I was helping him that there was a new question. And I believe it started this year, and it says sex assigned at birth and gender you are identifying with. Like, there are two separate questions now, which it's pretty much of a change. And I was happy to see that, yet surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, this that would go back to as well, it sounds like, the way that we've heard a lot of these legislations that are currently ongoing and in court battles are these transgender bills, these the so-called bathroom bills, these kinds of things. Maybe we'll see studies eventually that seem a same correlation that as these laws are enacted, there may be a reduction because also amongst that community, the gay, lesbian, bisexual community is the transgender community, which also has high rates of suicide attempts and these things. So certainly as these laws come on the books and then these things get debated, we may see more effect there at, in the same way that we these studies are showing now what's been legal for a couple years, same-sex marriage.
You know, every time a celebrity comes out, Mark, and says that they're either gay or bisexual, you, there's always a backlash of people who say, who cares? I don't need to know if that guy or that girl is gay or a lesbian. That doesn't matter to me. But I always think it makes a difference to the kids that are on the fence and thinking to themselves, boy, I'm so different from everybody else. But once, you know, a guy like Jim Parsons or Neil Patrick Harris or something come out, I think that opens up a whole new world to those kids to say, there's nothing wrong with it. You can be very successful and live the same lifestyle anybody else lives. And be gay or lesbian. What's wrong with that?
Right, and that would go back to what I think these researchers are talking about, the idea of stigma and the idea that, you know, that this is something that certainly the idea of people being either closeted or not wanting to come out as to who they are and how they feel, that certainly that stigma is part of that concern of,
sure.
of exposing themselves in that way. And so as this study shows that with these laws becoming more widely recognized and certainly the Supreme Court decision a few years ago that legalized this, that stigma may be less of an issue. And then there are more people. And as you mentioned, celebrities who do this and step forward, I think all the way back years ago, decades ago, Ellen DeGeneres coming out was a huge deal. And so as more celebrities do that, you're right. It may empower many teens who are that way and concerned about it themselves.
Now, on the flip side of that, we currently have a Vice President, Mike Pence, who believes in gay conversion therapy. Where does all that sit in with these statistics?
You know, that's a good question. And obviously, going forward, I mean, this study itself didn't look at that because they're looking at self-reported data up to 2015. But this is something that is concerning to a lot of this, the LGBT community, certainly, as they look at this new administration. And Donald Trump has said that he's not anti-LGBT in any way, but certainly there is the concern that the Vice President, Mike Pence, who has a long history, as you talk about there, the gay conversion therapies, some of the legislation that he enacted as governor of Indiana, there are people who are concerned. And so I think it's very early at this point to see what's going to occur, but that's something that certainly the LGBT community and the activists for that community are keeping their eye on it, and we'll just have to see as time goes on. But the Supreme Court decision, obviously legalizing same-sex marriage, is what it is. And we'll, I don't know, I have not heard of any potential challenge to that going forward. Like we've heard the discussion around Roe v. Wade, these kinds of things, as
yeah.
President Trump has the option to pick nominees for the Supreme Court. I think I've heard more about that than I've heard about the same-sex marriage decision. But, you know, you never know, I guess.
Yeah.
I just wish everybody would mind their own business. And, you know, whether you feel something deep inside, if you make it outside like Mike Pence has, I often wonder if he has children, if those children identify as gay later in life. It's like they're never going to tell him because it's like dad will never understand.
Sure.
So I just wish people would keep that in mind.
Mm.
This is great news, though, in my opinion, at least a start for something.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is something that this is a growing body of work. This research is part of a body of growing research showing the connection between these two things. Again, not the association between these two things, or a correlation, not a causation, certainly. But as I said, this is continued research. And the point that they make here, that policy makers in this country and in others should keep this in mind, the effects that these laws have on youth mental health, as they make legislations or as they think about these kinds of laws, that these have real effects on people.
No question about it. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you.
Mark Remillard of ABC News.
There's like a frog in the studio or something.
I don't hear it.
Really?
Do you hear it? I don't hear it.
I think it's acceptance. That's the bottom line. You pointed that out completely. Like when someone feels like, hey, I'm part of it too.
Yeah. Yep.
I accept you for what you are.
What am I again? Remind me.
A throat clearer.
That's what I am. Stick around. There's more of this sort of behavior next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.